Hello and welcome to Arxiv LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we try to keep up with the pace of AI papers, but always ask what it changes for people building and using the tech. Today's paper is an end-to-end planning framework with agentic LLMs and PDDL on Arxiv. In one line, it marries agentic LLMs with classical symbolic planning PDDL to turn fuzzy multi-step tasks into structured plans you can verify and actually execute. Mark will look at it from the field and real-world workflows. Jamie will take the AI and technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing, and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, the pain shows up when your LLM automations get past a single prompt. Anything with 5 to 10 steps is fragile. For example, a data team asks an agent to pull metrics, run a cleaning script, generate charts, and draft a summary. Step 3 succeeds on Monday and fails on Tuesday because a column name changed, and no one knows which step broke. Another one. Monthly board decks, pull CRM stats, update SQL, export visuals, narrate changes, and post to a drive. Without a planning layer, that's a long prompt plus hope. The agent skips a dependency or reruns analysis twice, and you can't reproduce what happened. And on the product side, onboarding a new feature often spans Jira, GitHub, Slack, a feature flag tool. Agents can call tools, but they don't coordinate reliably. A planning layer promises a checklist with preconditions and effects, so the system knows, don't start synthesis until charts exist. And you get a log you can audit and rerun. That's what teams are missing.
So the pain is multi-step work turning into improve. Things break quietly, you can't replay it, and no one has a clean, checkable plan. You're saying a planning layer gives structure and receipts. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
LLMs are great at sketching plans in natural language, but they don't offer hard guarantees about ordering, dependencies, or resource constraints. PDDL gives you a formal way to describe actions, what must be true before an action runs, and what becomes true after. A classical planner can then search for a valid sequence that satisfies those constraints. The hybrid approach uses the LLM where it's strong, interpreting the goal, proposing high-level steps, mapping to available tools, and then relies on symbolic planning to verify and correct the plan before execution. It's arriving now because the ecosystem matured. Function calling and tool use are standard, off-the-shelf planners are fast enough, and teams want predictable automation they can audit. Also, costs and latency for running a few verification loops are acceptable for many back-office and ops tasks. The result is less brittle agent improv, more repeatable automation, and clear failure points when the environment changes.
All right, Jamie, let's unpack what the paper actually proposes. Can you walk us through the framework and where it plugs into a real stack?
What the paper puts forward is an end-to-end planning stack that sits between user intent and your actual executors or tools. The LLM interprets the goal and drafts a high-level plan. That draft is translated into a PDDL problem against a predefined PDDL domain that encodes your allowed actions, their preconditions, and effects. A classical planner then searches for a valid sequence. A verifier checks the plan, and an executor runs each grounded action via tool calls. If verification fails or the environment changes during execution, it loops, replan or repair, with the LLM proposing alternatives constrained by the domain. Compared to reactive agents or pure prompting, the difference is formal structure. Every step is checked against symbolic rules before it runs. Architecturally, you have a planner, a verifier, an executor, and an LLM plan generator. Typical interfaces look like JSON action schemas, a tool registry, and a Python or REST layer to submit goals, fetch plans, and stream execution logs.
So basically, the LLM writes the checklist, a classical planner double-checks the order and dependencies, and then the system executes it step by step, fixing the plan if something breaks. Mark, in practice, what would that change for a team day to day?
The first change is fewer prompt roulette moments. Today, people keep nudging an agent until it stumbles into the right sequence. With this, you get a concrete plan up front you can read, approve, or tweak. Second, the logs are structured. You see which precondition failed and why. That helps audits and helps new teammates understand the workflow. Third, the handoff gets cleaner. Humans can pause at step 4, do a manual review, and resume. The friction is you need a PDDL domain and problem templates. Someone has to define actions like fetch metrics, run cleaner, generate chart with preconditions and effects. Usually that's a senior engineer or an ops-minded analyst. Maintenance is real. You'll version domain files, run CI checks, and wire it into your existing orchestrator or CI/CD so deployments don't drift.
Let's ground it. If we applied this to a straightforward case, Mark, say report generation, what would the user actually do?
Simple case, monthly KPI report. A PM opens a small UI or CLI, picks the KPI report goal and sets parameters like month equals M1. They hit generate plan. The LLM drafts steps, pull from warehouse, run cleaning script V3, compute deltas, render charts, draft summary, publish to drive. The planner validates against the PDDL domain, e.g. you can't render charts until the dataset exists, and returns a valid plan. The user clicks approve and execution starts. They see a run log. Step 2 failed because table schema changed. The system proposes a repair plan, update the query or switch to a fallback dataset based on domain rules. They approve the fix and it continues. Artifacts are a JSON plan, the execution trace, and the final PDF. That cuts back and forth because the rules capture the dependencies instead of relying on a mega prompt.
Got it. The system shows its game plan, then executes with guardrails and asks for help only when it hits something unexpected. Let's level up. Mark, describe a more advanced scenario where coordination and constraints matter.
Advanced case, customer support orchestration for a hardware product. A ticket comes in, device won't start. The goal is resolve ticket with constraints around SLA, parts inventory, and user entitlements. The plan might involve check warranty status, run remote diagnostics, decide if a part is needed, check stock, create an RMA, book a technician, notify the user. Preconditions matter. You can't book a technician until the RMA exists and the part is reserved. Resources matter too. Only 2 field techs are available in the region before Friday. The system creates a plan with those constraints, and execution touches multiple tools: CRM, inventory API, scheduling, email. If inventory is low, the planner proposes an alternative path, like offering a loaner device. Humans can step in to approve exceptions.
Mechanically, that maps cleanly to PDDL. Each action, check warranty, reserve part, create or score RMA, has preconditions and effects. Resource constraints can be modeled as predicates or numeric fluents. For example, tech slots region must be greater than 0 before schedule visit. The LLM's role is to translate the natural language goal and ticket details into a grounded problem instance, concrete customers, SKUs, regions, and propose a plan skeleton. The classical planner validates reachability. If the LLM suggests schedule visit before reserve part, the verifier flags it and the system either reorders or asks the LLM to repair under the domain's rules. Trade-off. You invest upfront in modeling actions and constraints, but you get predictable, explainable sequences. If you skip modeling, you're back to flexible but brittle natural language plans. On prerequisites and constraints, you need a decent domain model, clear action definitions, realistic preconditions, and effects that reflect your systems. Tool executors must be reliable and idempotent, so retries don't double charge a credit card or duplicate tickets. Plan complexity is bounded by cost and latency. Long plans with many verification loops will feel slow, so batch where possible and cache checks. The paper assumes you can observe the environment state well enough to evaluate preconditions. If your systems are opaque or laggy, verification becomes noisy. PDDL is expressive, but not infinite. Continuous time, probabilistic effects, or deeply stateful APIs may be awkward. Mapping LLM text to symbolic actions can misground arguments, so the framework needs strict schemas and validation. Expect hallucinations to be filtered by the verifier, but you still need monitoring, circuit breakers, and rollback compensation steps in case an external call succeeds but the plan later fails.
Put simply, you'll need someone to write the rules of the game, your tools have to behave predictably, and verified plans will run a bit slower but fail more transparently. You'll also need good visibility and the ability to roll back if a step halfway through doesn't pan out. Mark, organizationally, what setup makes this succeed?
You want clear ownership. A domain steward keeps the PDDL domain fresh, usually a senior ops engineer paired with a product manager. Treat the domain like code. Version it, review changes, run unit tests that simulate plans, and publish release notes. Give analysts a simple UI to submit goals and review plans. Don't make them edit PDDL. Add runbooks. What to do when reserve part fails? Who approves exceptions? Training is light but important. Teach people how to read plans and logs. Governance-wise, route sensitive actions, refunds, escalations, through human-in-the-loop gates. Start in a narrow, well-understood slice, measure plan success rate and average repair count, and only then expand to noisier workflows. If you wire this into your CI/CD and observability stack from day one, it feels like upgrading your workflow engine, not adopting a black box agent.
On the results, the authors evaluate the framework on a mix of PDDL benchmark-style domains and a few tool-use tasks that mimic real workflows. They track plan success rate and end-to-end task completion, plus plan correctness or faithfulness, whether the executed steps match the verified plan. They also measure cost and latency of the verification and repair loops. Compared to baselines like pure LLM agents and heuristic planners, they report higher plan success and fewer execution time errors, with a moderate latency overhead from verification. In ablations, removing the symbolic verification causes a noticeable drop in reliability. Limiting the LLM to a smaller role also hurts interpretability of failures. Most experiments are in controlled settings, synthetic domains or sandboxes with limited noise, and they note that performance is sensitive to the quality of the domain model and the reliability of tool executors. They provide multiple runs for stability, but like many agent papers, real-world variance remains an open question.
Put differently, better plan success means fewer manual fixes and less time lost chasing invisible errors at the cost of a bit more waiting while the system double-checks itself. And those gains are strongest when the rules are well-modeled and tools are predictable. Mark, what should teams realistically expect when they take this from paper to production?
Expect a dip from the paper's numbers once you hit messy data, flaky APIs, and permissions. You'll see edge case failures the benchmarks don't cover, OAuth timeouts, rate limits, weird schema drift. The good news, the failures are explainable and local to a step, so you can add a precondition or a fallback instead of rewriting prompts. Plan on an initial investment to model your domain, one to a few sprints depending on scope, and time to harden executors so retries are safe. The payoff is fewer Slack pings to coordinate multi-step tasks and cleaner handoffs. My rollout recipe: pick a narrow, high-volume workflow, wire in observability from day one, add human approval on sensitive steps, and schedule a weekly domain model review to capture new edge cases.
And to close it out, Mark, who gets the most value here? And under what conditions does this approach shine?
Teams with repeatable, multi-step workflows, ops and support orchestration, finance and compliance reporting, data engineering jobs, and any product that already has a workflow engine. Robotics labs and simulation-heavy projects benefit too, because preconditions and resource constraints matter a lot. Preconditions for success: stable APIs or tool adapters, a named domain steward to own the PDDL, tolerance for a bit of upfront modeling, and environments where auditability is a plus. If your work is one-off, highly creative, or your systems are too opaque to check state, this is overkill. But if you're drowning in checklists, it's a strong upgrade.
One-line takeaway: this paper turns agent improvisation into checkable, repairable workflows by pairing LLMs with a formal planning core, giving you fewer silent failures and a plan you can actually audit. To finish, a quick reminder, the English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on mblotti.org/iadaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.